Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Story here from NBC News. Hurricane Milton, which forecasters now say is, quote, an extremely powerful hurricane, is expected to roar into Florida tomorrow. With the threat of back-to-back hurricanes looming in parts of the state, crews are scrambling to haul away debris from Hurricane Helene before Milton makes landfall tomorrow evening. By the way, if you missed the news, Tampa, the city of Tampa, has hurricane debris. Everybody's got it at the curb, ready for pickup, but the contractor for Tampa never showed up. And so now we're looking at projectiles once the storm comes to land. Darla Jay, former KMBZ talk show host, dear friend of ours, is joining us on the KMBZ hotline. She lives in Sun City Center, Florida, just south and east of Tampa. Darla, thank you for joining us, and we pray for your safety.
Well, thank you very much.
How are you? Darla, how are you? And take us back to Helene, and did you have any damage, or were you near any of that from the last round?
I'm doing really good. From Helene, I only got torrential rain and some strong winds. Nothing much, because I'm south, like Scott said, south and east of Tampa. It went a little bit north of Tampa, and it did some damage to people close to the water, like Clearwater and St. Pete Beach and some of the beaches in Tampa as well. And then the further north, we all know what happened there. They're trying to get rid of all of that debris right now. It looks like, I just saw that it's re-intensifying, and it's back up to a Category 5 right now.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, it's going through intensification again, Category 5, and it's going over the warmest water that's in the Gulf before it gets to Tampa. And hopefully, supposedly, wind shear and big wind shear from the north is supposed to lessen the severity down to a Category 3, but they also said it wasn't going to go back up to a Category 5, so now I don't know what to think.
What are you going to do? Are you going to stick this one out?
Well, I thought my niece lives in St. Petersburg, and I called her and I said, listen, get your butt to Sun City Center. I know there's a bunch of old people here, but you don't have to talk to them. You don't even have to talk to me. Just get off of St. Petersburg. And she said she's going to stay there. So I was staying because I thought she was coming.
Yeah.
So I have hurricane shutters up along the back of my, they call it a Florida room.
Yeah.
And those are closed in. I have three windows where I don't have hurricane shutters. My condo is solid concrete. And so I think the work, and it's never, ever flooded in Sun City Center. It is above sea level, I think 25 feet, maybe. They've never had flooding, but behind me is an empty golf course with three retention ponds, and they look pretty full. So I might get a little bit of water. I don't know. I think I would be more worried about the roof coming off.
And Darla, if you wanted to leave, it's probably too late to leave now anyway, is it not? I mean, we're looking at some of the images of just the one-way traffic trying to get out of town, and I would be worried you would end up running out of gas and stalling on the highway.
Right. A friend of mine that lives around the corner, we did talk for a couple of minutes about maybe heading toward Miami, but in the long run, I just said, you know, I remember being in the car for Hurricane Irma with my mother back in 2017 with Mama Jay. And it took us 16 and a half hours to go, what should have taken about 6.5, 7 hours to get to Alabama. And there are some problems. So many people are leaving, thank God, from Tampa and St. Petersburg that they are having some problems continually restocking the gas, the fuel. So that would concern me, too. But the only place in Florida that probably won't get hit with much of anything is the Miami area. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, have you noticed any uptick in wind or rain in your area yet, or is it still too far offshore?
It's too far offshore. We've had a lot of rain for the last couple of days, and we've had a lot of rain this summer, so the ground's pretty saturated, which is probably not a good thing when you've got a major hurricane coming in. It's supposedly going to start picking up tomorrow morning. And the one thing I really don't like is it's supposed to hit my area at about 2 a.m.
at night,
Thursday morning. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather it happen during the day, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Are you scared?
So I'm going to be honest. I am a little scared about this because it's been 100 years since a hurricane has come into Tampa. And I can't think of the word. For years, people would always say there was an Indian tribe that used to live in Tampa, and they built a bunch of mounds, and I think they used them as burial grounds. They built a bunch of mounds to protect probably from the water coming in from the Gulf.
Yeah.
And so the theory is that Tampa has been protected all these years because of those Indian burial grounds, but maybe the 100-year mark is when that stops. I don't know. I am a little scared.
I also think, Darla, that like the cities have a responsibility to kind of balance this where they are just urgent enough that they are being clear that this is a once-in-a-lifetime storm you need to get out, but not so urgent, especially after Helene, that I'm not going to say they're crying wolf because I do believe this is going to hit the way they say it is, that people don't pay attention to it. I mean, I you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't in that regard.
Exactly. The mayor of Tampa, and I can't think of her name, it's a woman, Jane something off the top of my head. She was on CNN this morning or last night, and she said, for those of you that are in the hurricane zones that are supposed to mandatory evacuation, if you don't leave, you are going to die.
I saw that.
That's what she said. And I thought that was a good thing but you know what happened is that a lot of people were like, I'm not going to go. And then when it got up to 185 mile an hour sustained winds out in the middle of the Gulf, people started going, you know what? Maybe I should get my butt out of here.
Right.
So it's the biggest, they're saying it's the biggest mass evacuation that Florida has ever had.
Well Dan Weinbaum on the news. Sorry, Darla, go ahead.
So the last one was the one that I was in with my mom was Hurricane Irma in 2017.
That's right.
Well, Dan Weinbaum out in the newsroom looked it up, and in Sun City Center, you are not in a mandatory evacuation zone.
No, I'm in Zone E. And so Zone A, B, C, I think they went A to C, telling people to leave. And all of my neighbors are staying. And fortunately for me, I have some wonderful neighbors next door and across the street. And so if something happens, I know that they will certainly help me. As a matter of fact, my neighbor next door was the one that helped me put up the storm shutters, and they're a pain in the butt.
But she's like, she's like 91. She's like 91 years old. You're going to be helping her.
No, you know what? I am at, it's kind of a nursing facility. I'm a caregiver for a 92-year-old woman. And she was just, before I came outside to talk to you guys, she was just saying, well, why don't you take me back to your house? And I go, no, I can't lift you. You can't walk to the bathroom.
Right.
And, you know, because she doesn't want to be here either, but it's better that she's here with lots of people around in this facility.
Hey,
but, yeah, I've been taking care of her for about 3 months.
Hey, Darla, this is Dan Weinbaum. I've been looking at the map, and there's a Hillsborough County's got a shelter right around the corner from you, Shields Middle School.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it's right there on the map for the flood and zone evacuations. Shields Middle School.
Okay. Shields Middle School. Well, I'm going to write that down because, you know, God forbid something happens, at least I'll have somewhere to go.
Yes.
But I don't think I'll go there beforehand. I mean, if I lose anything, I have a screened-in porch in the back. I might lose that. And maybe a window. But I don't think the flooding or anything like that. Well, what I saw about 45 minutes ago, the highest wind gusts are going to happen tomorrow night, 10, 11, midnight. And the wind gusts are going to be about 125 miles an hour. So I definitely won't take my little dog out.
No. Darla, we do not want to see you clinging to a light pole doing some cockamamie live shot on the Weather Channel. You know, everyone stay inside, you know, with dogs flying by. You need, I don't love the words hunker down because I feel like that means you're in danger, but you need to hunker down.
Well, and here's the biggest sign that it's going to be bad. Do you know where Jim Cantore is from the Weather Channel?
Oh, God.
Right next door to your house.
Exactly. He's in Tampa standing on right next to the hospital in Tampa, which is right on the water. Who thought of that?
Tampa General.
So he's here in Tampa.
Man, I don't ever want to be where Jim Cantore is located. I do feel
exactly.
like that's sort of a sign that when you see Jim, you run north. But will you north. Keep us posted, Darla? Please keep us posted.
I will. And like I wrote on Facebook, if I survived, I'd be happy to tell you what it was like on Thursday if you guys want to hear the story.
Hell yeah, we do.
Well, I love you both, and I hope you guys are all doing really well, and I miss Kansas City, and I miss all the wonderful people there.
Well,
and, you know, I don't ask for much, but if you're a praying person, say a prayer for Florida.
Yeah.
We'd really appreciate it.
Amen, and lose it with the if I survive. You're going to survive. We're going to pray for you.
Yeah, and then we're going to make fun of you for not evacuating.
That's right.
Okay. That sounds good.
We love you. Be
well. Love you, love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Darla J. in Sun City Center, Florida, just south and just east of Tampa.
Could have retired in California, could have retired in Wisconsin, Idaho, Montana.
I don't know if we're going to have time. No, she picked Sun City Center, Florida, which is right in the path of what is now a Hurricane 5, or Category 5 hurricane.
I'm sorry, you see Jim Cantore at your door, you just grab onto both knees.
And have you
it's
seen
bad.
Have you seen one of the biggest indicators that this is going to be quite the storm?
Oh, yeah,
Jim Cantore shows up.
The Waffle Houses.
All the Waffle Houses in the Tampa Bay area and south have closed.
That's Armageddon right there. I'm telling you right now. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.